Icelandic archaeologists have new tools to drill down into their heritage. Earlham College professors Charlie Peck and Emmett Smith have returned there with advanced drone, computer, and DNA extraction technology. Their goal is to learn more about the people who settled there from Norway in the year 875, what they did and what they ate. Smith is a biologist.
If I take a soil sample, extract DNA, are we going to find things like particular whale species or fish species that we knew they would be consuming? Are we going to see sheep? We knew they were husbanding. Do we have dogs and horses and cattle, which are not in Iceland natively?
Peck and Smith are working at the end of a long peninsula on the eastern side of Iceland with the Atlantic Ocean just outside their window. Water currents there flow from Norway. The researchers say if you were to drop a stick in the ocean in Norway, it would likely land on the east coast of Iceland. That means it's ripe with Norse artifacts. Peck, a computer scientist, pulls up a picture showing very dark soil in a giant field. His team was able to zero in on this location with a drone using computer software he designed. It's good at analyzing and making 3D renderings out of 2D images.
You fly and fly, and you'll pick out features through the change in surface plants that tell you, dig here.
The Icelandic archaeologists have some difficult work as they move heavy rocks to expose a fire pit.
This is an example of what we call 21st century science, where it's not an archaeologist just can't work by themselves anymore with a trowel, whereas now it requires a biologist to get the DNA, a computer scientist to help them identify where to go, and then later to identify the DNA.
Smith is a biologist taking hundreds of soil samples.
The henbane and the cranberry in particular indicate that we are seeing ancient DNA that was brought to this location in the form of plant material by the settlers. We have not yet found any human DNA. That was our goal, but we think we are, every year the technology, the analysis tools get better.
When Smith leaves Iceland in a few days, the biologist has to be innovative, according to Peck.
Moving soil across international borders is super difficult. And so in order to do this work, one of the things Emmett and I have done over the past couple of years is develop a series of techniques and even specialized tools that we have built and use here that enable us to go from a soil sample to extracted DNA, which Emmett can check the quality of before we leave the country. And then we just come back with, 100 little 1.5 milliliter tubes on frozen vegetables to keep them cold, and bring those back to Indiana to do the sequencing and the analysis on.
Smith and Peck have their hands full. They're also surveying a river valley where climate change is more pronounced, comparing it to a British-made map from 1942. Their equipment can measure erosion and determine through microbes in the soil how nature is moving in as the glacier recedes. They say Icelanders are very interested in the research.
When we were here a couple years ago, we actually were on Icelandic TV, which was fun, interesting experience. And the site that you saw there that Charlie showed you, the Stoth site, that part of that funding for this archaeological dig was provided by the people that still live just a few kilometers away from this site. They're very interested in understanding more about their ancestry.
Their technology is also future-looking. Last week, Smith and Peck traveled to another part of the country to determine the risk of avalanches. In at least one location, they were able to warn residents. This project is funded by the National Geographic Society. See pictures at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.